tell you for your kohen. See the reis hakvaros. Let's say you're a kohen and you see the aveda in the cemetery. So you're not allowed to go there. It's allowed for a kohen to go into the cemetery. Or shehoi yizokin el fik vayda. Or else you're zokin an older person, and it's not fitting for you to return such an object, like is a doll on the floor. It's not fitting for a zokin to walk around with a doll. Or shehoi sa malacha shaloi meruk mishachaveroi. Your work that you're doing is worth more than your friend, than the object is worth. Like if you're going to stop doing your work and take care of the object, you're going to lose more than the object is worth. So therefore, these cases, lekach nemer says, fisalamta mehem, that you have a right to close your eyes and not return the aveda. The Gemara says, l'ma yitzra, kruo. And which one of these cases do we really need the pasuk? So then, if you want to tell me, lekayim, vidu beis hakvaros, you need the pasuk with the kayim. And the aved is in the basic chorus, and he's toto from Apshita. Hi, essay. We highly like to say the essay. There's only a mitzvah to return the aveda. But for Kohen to go to the basic chorus, he's allowed in an essay. So Apshita, the essay can't be doiko. So Apshita, the Kohen can't go into the basic chorus to return the aveda. So Yosef, the essay, but that's your to say the essay. Vesu and more, the more says, Vesu, leidachin and isura, not the momena. You're not doiko isurin because of mammon. Mitzvah of returning the aveda is the mamadik halacha, and for kohen not to go into the basic verse is a mitzvahdik halacha. So we're not zeicha mamin because of the isurim. That's a kalut in the mitzvah itself. A mitzvah that has to do with mamin, hashavas aveda, can't be zeicha an isurimdik halacha. Ela rather the case need the pasuk is l'shaloi merubim mishachaveru. That was that if your work that you're doing is worth more than returning the aveda, so you don't have to stop your work. You're allowed to do your work. So the more Rav Yudam Arav not, that we know for another pasuk. Yom Rav Yudam Arav, after the pasuk says, "Ki lo yia v'chol evyoyim," that we don't want you to become poor. So when after we dash into say, "Avad v'shelachol koydel l'shel kol adam," that you have a right to take care of yourself more than somebody else. And Rashi says, "Lo yitov yaskim chol v'yaniyus." You're not supposed to do something to make yourself poor. The kids, if you're working now and you're making $100 an hour, if you're going to stop this work to return this small object, this small doll that's worth $10, it's not worth it. You're losing more than you're gaining. Avad in Svarov, you're potter from returning this Aveda. We don't need the pasuk. Elo, what do we need the pasuk that says, V'halamso, that sometimes you are allowed to close your eyes and not return the Aveda? Elo, l'zokeh v'en l'fik v'eda. In case we are a zokeh, and it's not covered for you to return the Aveda. Now, Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Hekisho chayivu. Slechot, right. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says like this. Hekisha, let's say you hit the animal. In other words, it was an animal there. You found an ox. So it's not fitting for Zokin to walk home with an ox. So he stopped it from returning it. But what's going to be if he went and hit the ox? Hekisha, then the locker is chayivu. Then you have to return it. So Rashi says Hekisha means zeh she'en lo fikvayden. It's not the covenant for you to walk home with an ox. And Hekisha means hakoachas le'ashiva neshayivu. Le'aduri holy v'hitko. If you hit it, it made a move, you started it, therefore it's like you started the Mishnah, you started the Mitzvah, you have to return it. Abaye had the Yosef Kaim of the Rabbi. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbi. Chazi, he saw Lahanachizi, these goats, the Kaimi, that were in front of him. Now Shaka Koli took a stick or took some dirt, Rashi says, Master Balav, the Shadav, when he threw it at them, and he made the move. So Omalev, he said to him, you should know, Ichaivta Vuhu, that you are Chayiv already to take care of it right now. Kum Hadrino, get up and return it. But since you started, you made it move, therefore you have the chiyuv to return it. Because if you start the mitzvah, you have to return it. A zokin only has the psur of the talanta. He could close his eyes and not do anything. But once he does something, he has to return it. Boil you, we have a question like this. Dakor lihavzir basoda v'yein dakor lahavzir. It's normal for you to return it to walk in the field with an ox. But it's not nice, it's not the covenant for you to do it in the city. Ma, what's the law? And now you found the ox lost in the field. You have to return it or not. Me, I'm going to do, we say, Hashav amal yibina. You have to return it. Hashav means to return it to the owner. You have to bring it back into the city. And so, the chiv on the lav dakalav zir of the year, since it's not the covenant for you to walk with an ox in the middle of the city, then you would not have a chiv to start the mitzvah. You would not have to return it. Or the maybe, v'sada niyat hu, no, in the field, Lamaisa, when you first found it, there it is the Kavadik for you to walk with the ox. So therefore you have to start the mitzvah and return it. And maybe the Chivin, the Chayivlein, the Sada, since you already started the mitzvah, you took care of it then, and then you're supposed to, because there it's alright, So once you started the mitzvah, maybe a chayiv leibi year, you'll have to bring the ox back home and take care of it in the city also. Rashi says, "V'endaka b'yir shuboish mishchenav, you're embarrassed from your neighbors. Well, most of the soda right now, you found the ox in the field. Outside in the field, it's okay, but to walk home with it, it's not recovered it. That's the shah of the yadachiyah b'nah. You must just take the stuff of the yadachiyah b'nah." Omar Rav, Rava says like this, "Kol shebishaloi." Here's the cloud. "Kol shebishaloi machzir." If this would have belonged to you, you would pick it up and it would take it home with you. If so, v'shachaverin ani machzir. If you find it now, a lost one, and it belongs to somebody else, you also have to return it. But the kol v'shaloi, anything by your own, perik v'toyim, you would take it off and put it back on again. Rashi says, perik master minachamor. Let's say you have your donkey full of a bundle. And if it would have been your own donkey, it would be the kavadik, you would be able to take them off and put them back on again. And the pasuk says, Azvev tazvev hokim tokim. Tivso v'shakaveru nami perik v'toyim. Now that your friend's donkey, that's loaded up to the top, if you would have done it for your own, take off and put back on again, you have to do it for your friend also. For your friend also, you have to take off and put back on again. But Mashenkin, if it wouldn't be the kavadik for you to do it to your own, you'd be prompted from doing it to your friend. Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yaisi, have a ka'asli biyorcha, they're walking on the road. Togi v'ayahu gavri, they met up with a certain person. Have a dori pitzcha di ufiyei, he was carrying a lot. Pitzcha Rashi says, Masa shalaitim, he had a lot of bundles of wood, he himself was carrying it. Ois vinu, he put it down, become mispach, and he rested a little bit. Rashi, oimid lofush, he sat down to rest. Omale, now he said to him, Sizwa bishmab yab yaisi yad ikot biyorcha, and he met a man. Now this man now said to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Amalei, Dolili, now you pick it up. Rashi says, Hitiyami, like help me lift it up. Amalei, Kam Neshavim, how much does it work? Amalei, Palga de Zuzin, the whole thing is only worth half of a penny, half a dollar. So Yoyalei, Palga de Zuzin. So Rabbi Shmuel said, like, it's not worth it for me to go help you pick it up. Here's half a dollar, keep it. The aspirate, and go be master of the wood. Rabbi Shmuel was master of the wood. So what happened? Hoda Zachavu. So this man, very good, took the echadala, but right away he went and was the zaycha back in the wood. He again took the wood. Hoda Yoy and invited. Now he told again Rabbi Shmuel, listen, now it's my wood again. Help me pick it up. I want to pick it up and take it home. So Yoy the Tazu de Zuzi again gave him another echadala and said, listen, leave me alone. Here's the worth of the wood. The askerate was maskerate. Chavya now Rabbi Shmuel saw the Yahu kaboil and hevel miskabu. That the owner again, the original owner, at least now he doesn't own it anymore. Because Rabbi Shmuel like bought off him. He said, listen, I'll buy the wood off you, here's the half a dollar, and I own the wood. So true, he was mastered once. Now, when he was about to master the second time, he saw the way the owner wanted to take it. Omalei said like this, you should know. L'kuli al masterinu. For the whole world, I'll be mastered. But u'l'chol masterinu. But for you, I'm not mastered. For the Gemara, u'miya v'hetzik ki'agavna, does he have a right to make such a hefter? You can't do that. So it's not to be learned. V'sham ha'yirin hefter l'aniyim hefter. If you only want to be master something just as poor people could take it, and not rich people, so Bishami says, yes, you can make such a hefker. I tell you, you can make such a hefker. Uve still learns, still says, no, ain't a hefker. There's no such hefker like that. Achi a hefker liyaniyam liyashirim. It has to be a hefker that anybody can come and take it. Kishmita. Learn that hefker from Shmita. Just like on Shmita, the Torah makes it at cost of the Malkasa. The Torah makes a hefker. Your payrus on Shmita is a hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it, whether you're rich or whether you're poor. So that's the same thing, every hefker has to be like that. He has to be master something, and whoever wants to come and take it. That's what the Mishmol say, I mentioned hefker to everybody, just you, this person can't take it back. El Arazo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef said like this, L'kula yal maskerinu, over milsa v'yal mahudi yukma. Avad Rabbi Shmuel was master for everybody. Just he told them to be, but listen, I don't want you to come and take it back again. And he just like scared it, he just said, listen, I'm buying it off you, but that's it. I'm not going to let you, I don't want to take it back again, I'm not going to go buy it a third time. Now, where's the cash? Aye, for Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Zokim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was a Zokim, who was a Kamakokim, and it wasn't fitting to him to have to pick up wood, help somebody pick up wood, because he wouldn't do it to his own. Since so, why did he have to pay him the money? Here's Mashma that he had a Chiyuv to help him pick up the wood. Just instead of him doing it, he got away easy, and he said, I'll pay you for it. But Master, if you wouldn't have paid him though, he would have to do it. The question is why? We're saying that if you wouldn't do it for yourself, you're papa. The Gemara says, true, Rabbi Yishmog, Rabbi Yosi, Lefnim, Mishura Sadinu Diyavid. He did more than he had to do. That's called the name Mishura Sadin. More than he had to do.
Lefnim, Mishura Sadinu Diyavid. He did more than he had to do. That's called the name Mishura Sadin. More than you have to. Did Tony Rabbi Yosi. The pasuk says, "V'yerdatu lehem." That means zeh beis chayei. Rashi learns beis chayei means lumad lemundis. You have to teach him a panosa, a trade. L'spanis boy, chukas baita et aderech. That's what she says. Chukas a terus did reish the crow. Learn terus chukas. That's at the beginning of the pasuk. Now it says, "V'yerdatu lehem." That means beis chayei. You have to teach him a trade. Et aderech zug milas chasodim. You have to do gemilas chasodim. Asher yelchu zeh tikachon. You have to go be mevakeh a sick person. Bo, it says the word fosin. Bo zug tfura. You have to take care of tfura. V'yachamaisa zeh adin. It means that din. What is the mean? You have to be knowing din. Means the psak din of benson to be knowing dinim. Yeah. Asher yasun, then the pasuk says, Asher yasun vidashin zulef nim mishuras adin. Certain things you have to do more than the real din is, like over here. Even though he was a zokeh menelafik vaydoi, to make a din, he's potter from helping him out. But if you want to be a machmer upon yourself, you have an opinion of the nim mishuras adin, you have a right to go more than you have to. Now the Gemara explains. Amamar, we just said, Asher yelchu bo, Asher yelchu zeh tikachon. That you have to go be mevaka, a sick person. For the Gemara, hainu gemilas chasodin. We just asked in the pasuk that etaderech means gemilas chasodim. So to mevaka chole is the chalal gemilas chasodim. Lo nitzchol the chiddush is el ben giloy. If he was born the same month as you are, the other man we learn ben giloy not lecha meshisha mecholya. That the ben giloy, somebody is born the same month as you, comes to mevaka chole, he takes away 1/60 of your sickness. So I said the pshat is that he takes it, goes on him. If so, I would have thought to say he shouldn't go be mevaka chole then. Maybe he's potter because he'll get 1/60 of the sickness upon himself. The finish is, still he has to go to him. Even though he may get 1/60 of the sickness, still he has to go to him. But then the pasuk says, bo vidashin zu kfura, that you have to bury a dead person. Because Gemara hainu gemilas chasodim is also called gemilas chasodim, to take care of a mate. But in Yitzchir, it was okay, then it was mikvaydoi. He's a chiddush. Even though it's not the kavadik for you, to bury somebody, but for this mitzvah, burying somebody,